Book of Ezra, Chapter 1. Now in the first year of Koresh king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Koresh king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying, Thus says Koresh king of Persia, The Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has commanded me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever there is among you of all his people, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel, he is God, which is in Jerusalem. Whoever is left, in any place where he lives, let the men of his place help him with silver, with gold, with goods, and with animals, besides the freewill offering for God's house which is in Jerusalem. Then the heads of ancestral houses of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests, and the Levites, even all whose spirit God had stirred to go up rose up to build the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem. All those who were around them strengthened their hands with vessels of silver, with gold, with goods, and with animals, and with precious things, besides all that was willingly offered. Also Koresh the king brought forth the vessels of the house of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought out of Jerusalem, and had put in the house of his gods, even those Koresh king of Persia brought out by the hand of Mithridath the treasurer, and numbered them to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This is the number of them, 30 platters of gold, 1,000 platters of silver, 29 knives, 30 bowls of gold, silver bowls of a second sort 410, and other vessels 1,000. All the vessels of gold and of silver were 5,400. Sheshbazzar brought all these up, when the captives were brought up from Babylon to Jerusalem.